Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Okay, what's the number one reason you should try Instacart? Shopping over 1.5 million unique products from over 1,000 retailers. And get everything delivered right to your door in as fast as 1 hour. All in one app. So you can spend more time with the ones who matter most. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first 3 orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I happen to be JR. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to you, everybody listening all over North America. You could be hanging out, you could be relaxing, you could be getting to the money, you could be on your way home, you could be delivering stuff, you could be protecting, you could be helping people. I don't know what you're doing, but thank you. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard in what has been a ridiculous night. Just a ridiculous day. A ridiculous week. Whew. Chris Paul to the Golden State Warriors. Jordan Poole to the Washington Wizards. Bradley Beal to the Phoenix Suns. Kristaps Porzingis to the Boston Celtics. Marcus Smart to the Memphis Grizzlies. Officially, Victor Wembanyama to the San Antonio Spurs. Damian Lillard, for now, stays in Portland. And Zion Williamson. Zion is still a Pelican. 855-212-4CBS. We've talked about it all tonight. We've heard it all tonight. The NBA draft, it took 5 hours. 5 hours for 58 dudes to get selected in both rounds. Minutes before we went to break, the final selection was made by the Milwaukee Bucks, who went to Kentucky to draft Chris Livingston, who, if I looked at the television here in the studio correctly, Chris Livingston was available in the building to walk onto the stage and be drafted. And what a disappointment that would have been if he walked out of the building and did not get drafted. And so congratulations to every person who is going to be on the receiving end of an NBA contract. And let's also remember and be clear here. This doesn't mean that everybody's going to stick around. We know that the vast majority of the gentlemen selected tonight, they ain't going to cut it. They won't be here long term. They're not going to be stars. They're not going to be healthy players. And damn it, let's see which player is actually going to be a shocker. You know, with so much talk about Victor Wembanyama going number one overall, it begs the question of which one of these dudes that we have never heard of is going to be the guy to light it up. That's the fun part. It's going to take a few years. I'm not going to go ahead and put everybody in the Jokic category, but as an overall, you know, who are going to be the draft steals? Year after year after year, somebody not taken in the top 10, not taken in the first round, has a ridiculous impact. I know he's a free agent. I also believe that he'll ultimately be a teammate of Chris Paul. You know, who's the Draymond Green here? Who's being selected at number 35 that's going to help his team win a championship? We have no idea, but that's the fun part about looking into all of this. The guy that did go number one, Victor Wembanyama, he didn't just have a hell of a week. He put a cap on what has been just a hell of a life. You know, after he was drafted, Victor Wembanyama, we all knew this was coming, but he sat down on ESPN with Monica McNutt. He was with his brother. He was with his sister. And damn it, they all just started crying. Listen to this.
Tell me about this emotion. Tell me about these tears.
It's just accomplishing something that I've been dreaming of, you know, my whole life. Hearing that sentence from Adam Silver, you know, I've dreamed of it so much that, you know, I gotta cry, man.
Eve, Oscar, Victor's siblings, there were tears for you guys. What has it been like watching your brother in this pursuit?
That's amazing. We are so proud. We are very happy for you. We are happy for the family, for the friends, for everything, for the basketball. That's so amazing. Yeah.
I knew that I was gonna have tears, because every time I thought about this sentence, like with the first pick and everything, I got this little tears in my eyes, and I knew that I wasn't gonna let them in my eyes. Yeah, that's crazy, bro.
Victor, I do have to ask you, though. You have been labeled generational talent. So many people are thrilled about your potential in the NBA. Awesome. And you have said that you don't feel pressure because it's just basketball. How do you begin to leave your mark on this league?
You know, it's a tough league. It's tough to win this league. You know, many players have tried to win for years, for decades, and haven't made it. So my goal is I'm going to try and learn as quick as possible, because I want to win that ring.
Listen, somebody tell Victor Wembanyama's brother, it's okay to cry, man. Get it out. Get it out. Yeah, I know a Frenchman, but you be sensitive. But here, just get it out. Get the tears out. Nothing wrong with it. Victor goes number one. Number two, Brandon Miller goes to the Hornets. He goes to the team where Michael Jordan just teased him, said he's nothing but a jump shooter. And Brandon Miller is also the guy that said Paul George is his greatest player of all time. Let's see if Brandon Miller can put together a decent sentence without putting his foot in his mouth. This is what Brandon Miller had to say about going to the Michael Jordan, or former, soon-to-be former, Michael Jordan organization.
They have great players there already. I can say for me, I can bring just a winner. I'm willing to make all the winning plays as far as on or off the court. So a winner.
Yeah, it makes it sound so easy. Just be a winner. Has he seen Charlotte? Oh, that's right. He's only seen Paul George, because Paul George is his greatest player of all time. Yeah, I don't know what Brandon Miller's been looking at. I know what Scoot Henderson's been doing. He's been preparing to go number three to the Portland Trailblazers. And so what now? This is what Scoot had to say about being drafted up to Portland.
Well, I'm just happy. You know, it's finally here. You know, I'm blessed. My family was there with me. And to go to Portland, it's kind of go full circle. You know, my guy Pooh there texted Dame not too long ago. So it's up. It's up when I get there.
Okay. All right, he texted Damian Lillard. So what's that mean? Did Damian Lillard text back? We don't know. I have a feeling that Damian Lillard doesn't want to be there. Why would he? Come on. Damian Lillard, a couple of weeks ago, towards the end of the season pretty much, not weeks, he spoke to Stephen A. Smith, and he talked about his future. Take a listen to this.
They know how important it is to just, you know, be on a competitive team, on a level where we can, you know, make a run in the playoffs. And, you know, that just has to happen. You know, I think we all know that.
Is that your way of saying the Portland Trailblazers are on the clock? They got to show a level of urgency or else?
I mean, it ain't a threat. I'm not, right. You know, I ain't going to say I'm putting them on the clock. I'm just saying, you know, if those things can't be done, you know, we can't do something significant like that, then, you know, we won't have a chance to,
right,
to, you know, compete on that level. And then not only will I have a decision to make, but I think the organization will too, because at that point it's like, right, you know, are you going to go young or are we going to get something done? I think we just, mm-hmm, kind of been on it with, you know, fully committing to,
right,
to either one. And I just think, you know, we at that point now where everybody wants to win. You know, they believe that I deserve that opportunity.
Yes, you do.
And I'm trusting that we're going to, you know, be committed and, you know, diligent about doing all of those things this offseason.
Man, have you seen the Blazers roster? He's out, man. He ain't staying. I saw them play in person this year when Damian Lillard came here to Atlanta. And I always go early and watch the warm-ups. And, you know, the guys don't always have – no, they don't always. They don't have their names on their shirts. And no, they're just coming out. And so you either know who these guys are or you don't. So many of their players, I'm like, who the hell are these guys? Damian Lillard was playing. I don't think Jeremy Grant was out there. Not sure. Nurkic never plays. I'm just like, who are these guys? Damian Lillard and the Blazers are just, come on now, mutual decision. I think we've gone past the point of, oh, we don't want to be the ones to trade him. And, oh, I don't want to be known as requesting a trade. Why don't y'all sit in a room and just say it's time to go? It's real simple. A matter of fact, Shams Charania from Stadium, one of the newsbreakers, he basically said, yeah, it's a matter of time before Damian Lillard is gone. Listen to this.
As of right now, all signs point to Scoot Henderson being there. I'm told that several teams, including the New Orleans Pelicans, they reached out to Portland about getting Scoot Henderson, and Portland simply refused to move him and showed no interest in moving him. And so now you have to look at the future of Damian Lillard, who we've been talking about his future for weeks. And the concern of his future and him potentially departing Portland if this team remains as is and if they remain young with these collection of youngish guards, I'm told a timeline for where the future will land with Damian Lillard likely extends now between here, this point tonight, and the start of free agency and potentially even into free agency and just seeing exactly what Portland is able to do. And if Portland is unable to make a meaningful move and enough to improve the team, Lillard has made it clear behind the scenes, from what I'm told, also publicly, that he doesn't want to come back into a rebuilding situation, a situation with young players, a situation with guys that clearly they're trying to make their mark. He wants to be on a more veteran-laden team.
He's out of there, man. Like, come on. It could have took Shams 3 seconds to say that. He's gone. That's it. Oh, how about this? This should be interesting. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Oregon and let's talk to a gentleman by the name of Jack. Jack, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. I love your show, but I think you're totally wrong about Dame leaving.
Okay. Did you laugh? Are you serious?
I'm serious. I just don't think he's ever really indicated that he's going to leave. And I guess my question for you was going to be, the Blazers are going to make a big trade. They're going to do something. They're going to try and make a run with Dame. He's got a few years where he really wants to win a championship here, but I think they have to pull in some kind of veteran, someone who can take the hit and provide just a little bit of help for Dame to get us over the line.
Jack, did you hear Damian Lillard out of his own mouth a few seconds ago?
What he's saying is he wants a competitive team, and I think he's challenging the team to make a move.
Jack, they don't have a competitive team. They're not going to get one.
But now they have a bunch of assets. They have so many guards, and they're going to – something's going to happen. I promise you. I will call you – when either Dame gets traded, which if the Blazers really don't want to make a move, I hope that's what's going to happen.
But
they will
make
a move.
You can call me tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next day. What move do you think is going to happen that makes the Blazers a contender for a championship?
Well, I was going to ask you that because I unfortunately...
There is none. That's why I think he's leaving. Let's come to reality.
You're wrong, but maybe that's the over-optimistic Blazer fan.
Fine. You can hope I'm wrong. That's fine. Look, anything can happen.
You don't think they could get...
Hold on. Get who?
I was thinking Draymond Green or some... I mean, Zion, I think, is still in the picture.
Oh, my God. Draymond Green would not make the Portland Trail Blazers a championship contender. Zion Williamson to go to Portland in exchange for what? There is nobody. There is nothing on the Blazers outside of Damian Lillard that would make the Pelicans say, oh, man, we need this. Look, I'm not going to close the door. Anything can happen. I'm not going to shut the door that a surprise doesn't take place and all of a sudden the Warriors have now traded for some type of star. But, hey, who's the star? Most teams want to keep their stars. And then, B, the Blazers don't have the assets. The biggest asset that they have is Lillard. Hey, Jack, good luck, man, but I don't think it's gonna fare in your direction. I'm sorry. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. 855-212-4CBS. Jason is calling from Tulsa. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Jason?
Hey, JR. You know, I grew up in Birmingham, Alabama, and, you know, I'm a huge Alabama men's basketball fan. But, I would like to get your opinion. What do you think
Hold on a second. What's your name? Where are you from again?
I'm from Tulsa.
Hey, Shep.
What'd I do?
We got an imposter on the line.
We do?
Yeah.
How's
hey,
that?
Jason, go ahead. Just go ahead, Jason. Go ahead.
Yeah, as I was saying, the imposter, I would like to know your opinion. What's the difference between Brandon Miller and Ja Morant? You know, one guy flashes guns, you know, on Instagram. Another guy gives a gun to a drunk man, and a woman, a female, gets killed. I would like to know your difference. Ja Morant did not break any laws, and I guess technically Brandon Miller did not. So, you know, I don't understand why Adam Silver is on his high horse, you know, when he's going around doing all these, you know, conversations on social media and whatnot about Ja Morant. But I mean, am I wrong in saying that one person died and there's a family mourning?
Let me answer your question. This is very hold on a second. I'm going to put you on hold because you're making my brain hurt. Hey, Shep, when did that guy, whatever he changed his name from, when did he move from Alabama? What was his name? Do you know his original name?
All I know is Jason from Tulsa from Oklahoma. That's what I got.
Yeah, that's that guy from Alabama that calls up.
You know what? I didn't even make that connection. Are we sure?
No, yeah. Are we sure? I don't know about
you. Are you sure?
I know. Yeah, I know who I'm talking to.
Okay, gotcha.
Whoever the hell he is, he's there.
Got it. I think I know exactly what you're referring to. Got it.
He's making my brain hurt again.
Right, right, right.
Look, first of all, you are correct. Ja Morant didn't break any laws. Ja Morant, and this has been repeated and said for God only knows how many times. Ja Morant has a job. It's the NBA. He works for the Memphis Grizzlies. He signed a contract. As a part of his contract, it says that he won't be a dumbass or a jackass. He violated that multiple times. That's why he's suspended. It has nothing to do with him going out and breaking laws. Push that to the side. Brandon Miller. Brandon Miller was actually investigated criminally, and he was found not to be guilty of anything. The last time I looked and checked, they said that they didn't have evidence that he knew what he was going ahead and passing along. That also happened before he got to the NBA. And so if you don't understand what chronological order means or is, I can't help you there. If you don't understand what signing a contract means, I can't help you there. That might have to be something that you have to Google or go to school for. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to more of your calls on the other side of the break. I have to give you an update on Deion Sanders. And then, even in another other world, before we roll out of here, we might see two billionaires fight? I'll explain. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I want to commend you on what you're doing going around college to college. My friend's daughter saw you at Bryant, I think it was. You got her really thinking, and I think she's gonna go into your field. I think it's just a wonderful thing you're doing.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, I just try to be a decent human. I try. 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to more of your calls before we roll out. I need to give you an update on Deion Sanders. I need to give you an update on a bunch of billionaires who might be, going out there fighting. Just, it's a ridiculous world that we live in. Just a wild world. Every day there's something new, something different. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Dallas, Texas, and talk to Brian. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
JR, how are we doing tonight, man?
Well, I can only speak for myself. I'm good, thank you.
Now, here's the irony of the idiot I want to address at the last caller. The irony is I'm originally from Tulsa, and I'm the real Brian, all right? Man, I need a breath here. That statement of that absolute slander that he just put out there about this young man, Brandon Miller. When initially the case came out and they were letting him play, I was like, there's got to be something else here. I don't know why his lawyers, his representatives delayed the statement. When they made the statement, it was very clear. I've been in a situation close to that as a young man about his age where somebody leaves something in your car and you don't even know it's there. And they said that's exactly what happened. They said his boy called him, hey, man, under that shirt, I left a gun. And Brandon Miller was like, you did what? He drove up to where he said, you get this out of my car. That guy reaches in the car and gets the gun out. He never touches it. That's why there was no charges involved. The young man did not put himself in a bad situation. It was a teammate who just happened to be an idiot, which is totally different from the Jabba Red situation where we got the case of a dude who is a special word me and you would use in a barbershop that I won't use on air about him.
Watch it, Brian. Hey, be careful.
I won't use it. I won't
hey,
use
hey,
it.
Hey,
I'm just
hey.
Saying. In a special situation here where he even has a functional father at home who just happens to be functioning the same idiocy that he's in. And honestly, I don't think the 25 games was enough. He needs a minimum of half a season because of the behavior that he's displaying as an example. And as an example, with all the things that are happening in this country, especially with young black men and violence, that 25 games was not enough. I do not respect Adam Silver anymore. Okay. Not only with what he did with the John Morant issue, with the gun violence, with the violence issue and the stupidity handling, how he's handling a weapon, but the other issue is how he did nothing in the new CBA to deal with the fact of so many players sitting out games. He did nothing to address it. Nothing. That's Morant, Jay.
Okay. Well, thank you, Brian, for calling. That's exactly what it was. I ain't addressing everything he just said. Hey, Adam Silver, Ben said he's going to come on this show. I need to talk to that man. I need to get him. He's been due. Every time I want to talk to him, somebody pulls out a gun. Something crazy happens. It's the CBA. We'll get Adam Silver. And then I'll tell him that you're upset, Brian. I'll let him know. 855-212-4CBS. Speaking of no respect, it's Ezra. Ezra's calling from Atlanta. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Ezra?
Yo, what's up, JR?
How are you?
I cannot believe. How you doing, man? I just can't believe Chris Paul stayed in the West. At his age, I would think he would be smart enough, or at least he'll have people around him to, guide him. Like, yo, man, go to the East. Go play with Miami where they have.
His family is in California, man. His son.
Man.
His son. What you mean, man? His son is going into high school. He's going to be playing with LeBron's kid. His whole family is in California.
J.O., we talking about legacy. We talking about the best point guard of this.
Oh, here we go.
Of the last 20 years, he ain't even sniffering. You know what I mean? Like, no, no, no. And to go to the fastest team in the West at your age? Come on, man. No, that's one of those where, like, if he would have went to a half-court defensive-minded team.
But there's only really two teams that play that way. It's the Knicks and it's the Heat.
What's wrong with that, JR, what's wrong with
Ezra, let me – I'm gonna say this one more time. Gonna say it one more time. There's two points here. One, his family, his wife, his kids, they're in California. That's that. And then the second thing, think about this over everything that you said, okay? His son is in high school. The man can get on a plane in 2 seconds and go from San Francisco down to the Los Angeles area. It takes 2 seconds. And I think at this point in life, I think that's very important to him, and I can't knock him for it.
I get it, JR, man.
And there's no guarantee. So Chris Paul goes to Miami. Or wait a minute. Chris Paul, is he waived? He's certainly not going to be traded.
Miami made the Eastern Conference Finals 2 years ago, and then made the finals this year. What I'm saying is, for Chris Paul's legacy, I'm talking about, man, you got to put the kids on
There's
the shelf.
No
put everything on the
a,
shelf.
A, you have to think about how they would acquire him. B, under what salary circumstances. And then C.
That I don't know. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. The salary circumstances don't match. And then you have to think about, is it worth it? Are we going to be incrementally better and enough to go win a championship, man?
You remember when Gary Payton went to the Lakers, right? Got that ring.
Yeah, No, he lost. He didn't win. They got beat by the Pistons. He had to get it from Miami.
Okay, yeah. What I'm saying is, did it feel when you saw him doing that?
Ezra. You forgot a few
things.
That's
what Chris Paul is doing.
No, he's
not.
That's
what Chris Paul is doing.
Ezra, I gotta talk to you later, Ezra. You all over the place, man. You mixing up teams and players, okay?
Chris Paul played himself.
Himself. All right, Ezra. I'll talk to you later, all right?
All right, man.
Okay, bye, Ezra. Come on. Did Chris Paul, did he have full capability to just wake up and walk and just go wherever he wanted? Ezra, I just told Ezra about the money. Ezra's like, yeah, I don't know. Okay. Well, you just throw $30 million on the Heat, and then you tell me who you moving out. Chris Paul didn't wake up and sign anywhere. He got traded. I think there are a few teams which he could have gone that could have actually still competed, and he went to a team that's actually won a championship. They won it last year. Can't knock the guy. Sounds like a win to me. 30 mil? Sounds like a W. 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get some more of your calls on the other side of the break before we roll out. I'm going to give you that update on Mr. Neon Dion, and then we'll talk about this potential billionaire fight. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I listen to you every night. In a whole hospital that I work at, I got 50 guys listening to you. I walk around this hospital now, and all I hear is JR.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. It's been a busy night. NBA draft took 5 hours to get through. We went from Victor Wembanyama. I don't feel like there were really any massive surprises. The biggest surprise in tonight's NBA draft was Grady Dick rolling around. Well, he came out in a sequined jacket from Dolce & Gabbana, and then he wore a red sequined shirt, and it was all about Kansas and Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz, and that was the biggest surprise of tonight's draft. Outside of that, nothing ridiculous. We also got some news, unfortunate news, delivered from the Chicago Bulls about 20 minutes ago. They don't expect Lonzo Ball to play this upcoming season. And not really a shock, as he is having another surgery on his knee to try to generate, you know, some type of cartilage so he can play. I don't think that will be the case, man. I think ultimately his career might end, and that they're going to have to try to collect on either insurance, get an injury exemption, and whatever the case might be. But no, to the shock of no one, we won't see Lonzo Ball again. The Chicago Bulls did have to trade into the second round. They ended up with the number 35 pick via Washington, and they selected defender Julian Phillips out of Tennessee. He's a project. And then a name that you might be a little bit more familiar with if you paid attention to March Madness, Adama Sanogo from UConn. He ended up signing with the Chicago Bulls on a two-way contract as he went undrafted. Let's see if all of the skill and just touch and aggressiveness that we saw in the Final Four in the championship, let's see if he can help bring a little bit of that to Chicago. But the big news here, not all that surprising, is that Lonzo Ball is not expected to play this upcoming season for the Chicago Bulls, as that knee is just, it's been ravaged. Let's see how much Lonzo can continue on and do. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to North Carolina and talk to Nader. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Nader?
What's up, JR? This is Mater with the M-A-T-E-R. Wondering how the Charlotte Hornets did tonight on the draft. I'm at work. I do a second shift job, and I missed your part of that show, but you are usually on every night.
Well, Brandon, thank you so much. I appreciate you for listening. Miller went as expected. Brandon Miller is a member of the Charlotte Hornets. He's coming out from Alabama. And so he'll be paired with the other Ball brother, LaMelo Ball, and LaMelo Ball will hopefully just throw him the ball in the corner. A matter of fact, Nader, I want you to listen to this right now, because after he was selected, this is what Brandon Miller had to say.
They have great players there already. I can say for me, I can bring just a winner. I'm willing to make all the winning plays as far as on or off the court. A winner.
Okay, just be a winner. Well, Hornets ain't been that for a long time. You got your work cut out for you. 855-212-4CBS. Greg is calling from Sacramento, California. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Greg?
Hey, JR, great show. I'm checking in on a little bit of the drama, and I just, as a commentator, I wanted to know what your thoughts were just on the comment that Andrea Carter made about J.J. Redick's shooting. It was really awkward. And, I mean, he's one of the best shooters ever in the NBA. To ask him about shooting and him being mediocre, I just was wondering what your take was. And I also just wanted to know what you thought of what Sacramento did, getting rid of Holmes and really not getting a lot and having to give away a first-round pick.
Okay, so the first part, being here on the air, I have no idea what you're talking about because I've been live on the radio.
Yeah, it's short. You want to hear the comment?
Yeah, let's hear it. Or ESPN.
JJ, you were an average shooter in your career, right? Because it's hard to do. It's so hard, right? That's why you just...
Is that a serious question?
That's why you had a hard time, right?
What is she... Was she joking? Like, what?
She wasn't.
Wait, hold on a second. What is she talking about? Like, let me say, Reggie Miller was an average shooter, right? Steph Curry, he's just an average. What the? Greg.
Yeah. What do you think was going on in her mind? Like, do you think she just got nervous? Like,
I don't know if it was a matter of being nervous. I don't know. But she asked him if he was an average shooter.
Yeah,
I don't know.
She framed it that way.
I don't. You know what? Here's the thing. Sometimes when you talk for a living, and I don't know, I talk for 4 hours a night. I talk, a matter of fact, then I talk on Saturdays. I talk for a full 24 hours. I don't think I make mistakes, but I don't think I've ever said anything that crazy. She might have had a brain lock. Let me tell you something, and I don't know, but it's just, it had to be a brain lock. She can't not know who she's sitting there with. I don't know. I can't. She's going to have to answer for that herself. What was the second thing you said?
Well, yeah, and I'm sorry. I forgot that you're running the show. So that was really cool. Your guy got that teed up, man. That's why you have such a great show. I was just
thank you.
Asking
Shep is awesome. But go ahead.
So the Kings ended up giving their 24th pick away and Rashard Holmes, who didn't play last year, and it's like $16 million on the cap, but it just seems suspect. But I know how important, cap room is. And then also there's some exceptions when they do these moves, when they give away their trades that I don't understand. I was wondering if you could explain it. Like, you know, I know there's some, I guess, some magic.
What do you mean? What, protections, top 10 protections, et cetera?
Well, trade exceptions, I think, is what they call it. I think the term is trade exception.
So what are you're asking me about the conditions? The idea is if you fall in between a certain number, let's say it's top 5 protected, top 10 protected, if it ends up in that range, then the team doesn't get the pick. They only get it if it falls outside of that slot or that number, that range.
Okay, gotcha. All right.
Am I answering whatever you asked?
No, what I didn't understand is I know the Kings were needing to get rid of Rashard Holmes, and we gave away a number one pick to Dallas, and it didn't look like we got anything in return. So I think we just had to give away that pick to get rid of the contract. But I guess there's business pieces to the puzzle, and maybe it was just cap room. I was just wondering if there's any other reason why the Kings would do that, you know, give away your number one pick and one of your players, but obviously he's getting paid a lot and they're not using him.
Yeah, no, I have no answer. I'm going to have to look that up.
Okay, cool. And I appreciate your show, man. Thank you very much. Have a good evening, bro.
Well, thank you, Greg, for calling from Sacramento. I appreciate you. Hey, Shep, do you know what the hell he was asking me? I know the Mavericks, they right. traded, they bring in Rashawn Holmes so he can block shots. What the hell was he asking?
Yeah, I'm a little lost myself. What I know is this: there's only one person that should matter in terms of Dallas Mavericks basketball, and that is a guy that does not play defense. That's the only name that's been relevant for them the last 5 years.
Luka Doncic.
Luka Doncic, yes. Well, I removed the D because he doesn't play D. Yeah.
Well, let's see what happens with Kyrie. That should be fun as well.
It went so well the first time.
Say again?
Went so well the first time around.
Oh, well, let's see if he goes back for part two. Let's see what that tragedy and disaster looks like. You know, speaking of Dallas and speaking of someone who actually played defense, he's one of the best defenders that the NFL has ever seen. You know, we've learned over the past several days, Deion Sanders is continuing to deal with ailments with his foot as it relates to no feeling. We know he had two toes amputated. He's been dealing with blood clots. Well, Deion Sanders is going to go under the knife tomorrow morning. Actually, a few hours from now, he's going to have emergency surgery after two blood clots were found in his legs. Deion said himself, I have two clots in my leg, one in my right leg, one in my left. One is in my thigh. Well, which is in my thigh? He said that there is no talk of amputation. There's no talk of that whatsoever. The clip that was shared and went viral earlier this week that we played here as well, his doctor was basically saying, listen, man, if you don't take care of the clots, this is what is going to have to happen. But Deion continued to say, the doctor was just telling me when worst comes to worst, the amputation was going to have to happen, Deion says, but I believe in staying right so we never have to take that left. Good luck to Deion Sanders with his surgery in a few hours, and hopefully that can provide him with some relief. Ralph is calling from Miami. Quickly, Ralph, very quickly.
Thank you very much for having me on your show, Jr.
Ralph, thank you, man. Very quickly means you'd already wasted like 20 seconds, please.
Sorry, in regard to the pick, I just wanted to know, what is the situation with Damian Lillard besides that? What can the Heat offer in regards to him? Because I am not seeing anything they try to do because they're asking for too much. Is that something you think they can do or?
No. No. What, to bring him? What, to send him out there?
Yeah, because I realize they're trying to ask for Bam, and I don't think he's going to offer the Bam.
No, of course not. The Miami Heat are not going to want to give up any of their larger assets. The only way I see that happening is if they bring in a third or additional team. I think it makes more sense asset-wise for Damian Lillard to go out to Brooklyn. They just selected two dudes back-to-back in the draft, the number 21 and 22. They have young players. They have space. I think that makes more sense than him to go to Brooklyn as opposed to Miami. But look, while the things have happened, and I think he might have a little bit of say as to where he goes. Hey, Ralph, I appreciate you, man.
Hey, Julie.
No doubt about it. T calling from Louisiana. Quickly, T.
Hey, what's up, JR?
Hey, we're running out of time, T. Go ahead.
I hear you. Love your show, first of all.
Well, it's too late,
T. I just wanted to get your thoughts on the Pelicans pick at number 14.
The Pelicans pick at number 14. I am less concerned with the Pelicans pick at 14. The most important thing is they still got Zion, and they picked up somebody in Jordan Hawkins who won a championship and can knock down three. So that's nice, but the bigger story is Zion and that he is staying. Hey, T, I appreciate you, man.
All right. You as well, bud. Love you,
show. No doubt about it. The JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. It is a wrap. Hey, Shep, you're going to hold it down for me tomorrow, right?
You're damn right, man. You'll be missed, JR, but I will make you proud, my friend, as always.
Yeah, you don't got to make me proud. You're awesome already. Listen, folks, I'm the hell up on out of here. I'll catch you Monday. Shep holding it down tomorrow. Hey, Shep, who's coming up next on CBS Sports Radio?
Rich Herrera, JR.
Rich Herrera's coming up next. Don't move. JR Sport Brief Show is done.
Don't you wish your khaki shorts were legitimately comfortable instead of stiff cotton? Try Bird Dogs. Bird Dogs stretch khaki shorts look like khaki shorts but feel like gym shorts. They have it all. Anti-stink, sweat-wicking fabric, a super comfortable built-in liner, and zipper pockets to keep everything secure. It's time to swap your old-school khakis for Bird Dogs. Go to birddogs.com/MLB and enter promo code BASEBALL for a free baseball hat with your order. That's birddogs.com/MLB, promo code BASEBALL for a free hat. You won't want to take your Bird Dogs off, we promise you.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at tmobile.com/cy. That's SEEWHY.
What you watch depends on what kind of mood you're in. Sometimes you're craving comedies like Friends or South Park, and sometimes you're more into dramas like HBO's Succession and House of the Dragon. There's also cooking shows like Chopped and Beat Bobby Flay, and even movies like The Lord of the Rings and Shazam! Fury of the Gods. Well, Max is the streaming destination that has the best of entertainment for whatever mood you're in anytime. And plans start at as little as $9.99 a month. Max, the one to watch. Subscription required. Visit max.com.
Do you hear that? That is the sound of BMW performance without a single piston or cylinder. A generation of all-electric vehicles designed and built like no other. The BMW iX, i7, and i4 revolutionize every drive into a thrilling opportunity to feel the pure rush of BMW 100% electric. But isn't that what you'd expect from the ultimate electric driving machine? Take advantage of exceptional lease and finance offers today.